proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast. With this session, we conclude our look at the 12th chapter of the book of Daniel and at the book of Daniel itself. In that 12th chapter, Daniel beheld two figures standing by the banks of the river Hiddekel, possibly another name for the river Euphrates. One of these figures asked the other, quote, "How long shall it be to the end of these wonders?" unquote. The second figure replied, quote, "For a time, times, and in half." Unquote. The interval presented is consistent with the 1,260 days mentioned in Revelation chapter 11. During that period of time, according to the book of Revelation, God's witnesses will prophesy during the end times. Those days will end when the Antichrist overcomes God's witnesses and kills them. The last days would be a time of trial. Daniel learned that, quote, "many shall be purified and made white and tried," unquote. The latter days will also serve as a time of widespread evil. Daniel was told that, quote, "the wicked shall do wickedly," unquote. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, those who are evil cannot comprehend God's plan, since they are incapable of discerning it, spiritually speaking. However, the wise, who do possess the wisdom of Jesus Christ, the wise will understand and embrace God's plan. Daniel heard one of the two figures standing on the riverbank. That person said, quote, "From the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days, unquote. This interval encompasses a time frame of some 42 months, 1,260 days, plus an additional 30 days. What might this length of time signify? Some commentators have argued that the initial 42 months denoted the period of time between Antiochus IV's desecration of the temple, which took place in B.C. 169, and the Maccabean revolt resulting in armies retaking Jerusalem in B.C. 165. The extra 30 days would have represented the length of time after the retaking of the temple and the reinstitution of the daily sacrifice, during which interval the Jews would cleanse the temple and the sacrificial altar. Other commentators believe the events described in Daniel 12 will take place during the last 3.5 years of the 7-year tribulation. The additional 30 days might include the time during which an angel in Revelation 14 preaches what's called the everlasting gospel to those who dwell on earth. Daniel also heard these cautionary words from an angel. Quote, "Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,335 days, unquote. How did this time period fit in with the 1,260 days previously mentioned? Commentators have disagreed over what the additional days signified. Some regard this prophecy as a reference to the end times and interpret this additional interval as the period between the end of the 7 vial judgments mentioned in Revelation chapter 16 and the second coming of Jesus Christ, described in Revelation 19. Daniel did not understand the meaning of the statements he heard. He asked for further exposition about the matter, but the angel he spoke to told him to go his way. God would use others to complete the canon of his revelation at a later date. Daniel never returned to his homeland once he'd been taken captive. Yet God allowed him to see further into the future than any of his contemporaries did, making Daniel an important prophet of the Old Testament. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.